To housing now. The government has admitted it has got the settings wrong for its scheme to help first home buyers. Figures show the First Home Grants Program is on track to pay out the lowest number of grants since it began. People say the maximum house prices covered by the grants are too low and have not kept up with the overheated housing market. Here's our political reporter, Charlie Drever.
White-hot house prices have been dominating headlines, putting the squeeze on first home buyers and pressure on the government to fix it.
The asking price for median homes in every corner of the country doing a pretty convincing impression of a rocket.
Hot, hot and even hotter.
The value of property has doubled in some areas.
In response, the government acted in April to increase maximum house prices eligible for first home grants of up to $10,000 and also the maximum incomes for people applying for them. In Wellington, the price cap for an existing home rose from $500,000 to $550,000. These Wellingtonians say that won't go far.
I think there'd be like apartments or maybe small houses that would need a lot of work done to them, but then I don't know. I just don't think a healthy home that someone should live in would be under that price.
Prices are just really high here, so you're not really going to get anything for that amount of money.
If the average house is $1 million, you're going to get rubbish really for $700. So it's $200,000 out, essentially.
There was a slight increase in the number of grants after the changes were made, but the overall numbers have fallen from more than 1,000 in April to just over 800 in June. At this rate, 2021 will see the lowest number of grants since 2014, the year the scheme was launched. This comes as no surprise to First Home Buyers Club's Leslie Harris, who says the cap for a new build in Auckland of $700,000 simply doesn't cut it.
It's just so disheartening for people to have something there as a bit of a carrot, and then when it comes down to it, realise that, you know, there's only a very small pinch of people that actually qualify.
In order to access the grants, people also have to have been in KiwiSaver for at least 3 years. Leslie Harris wants that condition scrapped, along with the price caps and the combined income cap for couples of $150,000.
In order to get a $600,000 mortgage, which is very much what you would actually need to generally get a first home, you know, in some of the main cities, you're going to need to have an income of over $150,000 combined, you know, with no children and no debt. So what we're actually seeing is we're just seeing way too many hoops.
National's Nicola Willis says the government should have known the caps were too low to keep up with runaway prices.
They were warned the caps were too low, they denied it, and look, we can see from the evidence now that yes, the caps were too low and the scheme is not assisting first home buyers in the numbers that were promised or in the numbers that have historically been achieved.
The Housing Minister, Megan Woods, agrees the price caps aren't high enough and she's working on it.
The work that I'm doing at the moment is around indexing those first home products to house prices. Now, there's a careful balance that needs to be struck here, that we don't want the products themselves to become inflationary and a source of inflation to house prices. But we are doing that work because at the moment, to change the caps, you've got to go back to Cabinet every time.
Megan Wood says she will announce changes in a couple of months. However, the government is yet to consider the income cap or KiwiSaver requirement. Meanwhile, the Finance Minister and the Reserve Bank are moving to tighten mortgage lending in an attempt to dampen the property market.